Radio.
The opinions of shows on KCNR are the views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 7:05, October the 19th. Good morning. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We'll give that out a few more times during the show. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat pack just by signing on. And Jimmy just did. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome back, Jimmy. I think, Jimmy hops in here every time he's back in town. Of course, we're always joined by the irreverent, but not irrelevant, Bad Bob.
Highly poetic, sir. Nice. I was gratified with all the new faces in the chat room yesterday. I hope that some of them come back and it wasn't just a one-issue bunch that showed up.
A one-issue pony?
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, that got everybody going yesterday.
And we have several phone calls. And several...
I've still got emails I have to answer.
Okay, and so will you please address that now?
Okay, first of all, Linda, what do you think about Bad Bob's choice of shirts today?
I want to say monotone.
Yeah, but what did you say about it?
He looks attractive in blue. First time I've seen him in a solid color.
So there.
Besides black.
Dun, 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 dun. You look attractive in blue.
It's called putting off laundry day for an extra day.
would you go out and buy a new shirt so you didn't have to do the laundry?
No, it was every once in a while you go, and Linda knows this, you go spelunking in the closet, and I didn't even know I had that.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you, by the way, do your own laundry?
Absolutely.
Okay. No.
We share those chores. Some days Brenda does them. Some days I do them. I'm at the shop more often, so we have our laundry.
Dad, Bob, stop talking about that. Quit talking about the sharing the chores of laundry.
Boy, I think you got buried in trouble.
You just buried me there. Hey, good morning, JRD. Good morning, Indie Guy. Good morning, everybody coming in here. Yeah, yesterday was exciting. Here's the thing is, when you've got something moving quick, like we did with Dolores Lucero and Randolph Faulkner in here yesterday, talking about the city of Shasta Lake and things that they are doing there in the sense of rooting out their perceived ideas of there's some things going on there. The chat room gets going so fast that, we can kind of glimpse it as it's going by. And it was hot yesterday. We'll talk more about that. But first, speaking of hot, here she
today
is.
Today we're going to have a temperature, temperature looks like it's going to get up into 81 degrees. The forecast meaning, and mostly clear tonight with a low of 54. Right now it's a beautiful 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We love this forecast. This is my favorite fall type of weather. Of course, I'm sure like you, many of us make sure that you take in the trails while you can and take those fabulous walks. All right, mountain climbers, I am sure you're going to love this morning bit of history. On this day in history, in 1850, a baby girl was born in New York City, destined to become one of the world's renowned mountain climbers. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Was it Heidi?
No.
Okay. Then I don't know.
Her name was Annie Smith Peck.
Oh, gosh. I still don't know who that is.
When Annie turned 45, she gained international recognition by climbing the Matterhorn. And we're not talking about the Disney ride here, but the real thing in the Swiss Alps. Annie would probably have loved the song Ain't No Mountain High Enough after the Matterhorn. She took on the 21,812-foot high Huascarán, I guess, a mountain peak in Peru.
Oh.
She accomplished the feat, gaining the distinction of being the first American to reach this high a pinnacle of the Western Hemisphere. The Mount Coropuna, also in Peru, proved no obstacle. It was a mere 562 feet shorter than I want to say, who is Karen? Not bad for a 61-year-old woman. See, I love that. I love the whole thing about she didn't start doing this until she was 45.
You know, that is good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When Anna got to the top of the mountain, she placed a banner there that said, get this one, that this is what gives me chills, votes for women.
Votes for women?
No, this is back in the 1800s. Votes for women.
Oh. I'm impressed.
Yeah. That's it. Just want you to visualize votes for women.
And it has a picture over here.
Yeah.
And that, you know, yeah, you didn't hear that back then, of course. Hey, we've got, okay, here's what's happening today. We got, we're going to be talking to City Council last night with Gary Cadd. We've got the sheriff coming in, but we're going to catch up, too, on a bunch of other things. We're going to finish up some discussions on the Lucero-Faulkner appearance yesterday and see what the aftermath of that is. We're also going to talk about, you know, marijuana. They're finding less marijuana in the national forest, and why is that? Because it's coming to a city near you. We're going to talk about how can you change the, you change the regulations for businesses based on how much their carbon practices are, which in this case actually works for the consumer and actually works for the economy around here. I know it's hard to believe, but we'll talk about that. And
plus, I have a couple things. Stay tuned in because I have some interesting giveaways, some freebie things that aren't the usual things that we give away here on Free Fire Radio. And we also have on the line with us this morning, don't we have our Wells Fargo
Chris
moment?
Chris Lasondak is with us from the Wells Fargo Advisor with the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the markets are modestly mixed about 30 minutes into today's trading. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 11,588. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1225, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 17 points at 2639. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 131 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 9 cents at $6.73. Abbott Laboratories up $2.36 at $54.80. Ford's up 3 cents at $11.81, while J.P. Morgan Chase is adding 56 cents at $33.43. Of local interest, PG&E up 17 cents at $43.18. Safeway's up 13 cents at $18.09, while North Valley Bank is down 45 cents at $9.05. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.2%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28%. Oil's down 32 cents a barrel at $88.02, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.15 an ounce at $16.54.49, while silver's down 36 cents an ounce at $31.67. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 every morning, and then again in the afternoon. It gives us a quick start on what's happening. Looks like oil prices are going up, even though that we are like 40 cents a gallon higher than we were last year anyway at this time. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:13 in the morning. We have, like I said, we're going to be talking City Council. We're going to be talking to Sheriff Pasinko about this realignment. We're going to be talking marijuana. You know what? We're also going to come right back. We're going to be talking about all these animals, these predatory animals that were released, you know, from this place in Ohio, what's been happening to them. And it's just, you know, it's just,
I hope that,
it's sad.
I hope that if they catch them,
they're not capturing them.
Don't tell me they're killing them.
Carl
they
Linda
cannot
Bott,
be doing
Free
that.
Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Downtown 55. Love that. Give me some music this morning that's going to jump my blood. I want to drink your blood.
Is that like jumping your...
Okay. I need to have my bones jumped.
Okay, get your...
Get me going. Okay, 7:15 in the morning.
We are not taking applicants for that. They will not be the first caller. Do not call 605-4567 to jump bones here in this studio.
Hey, speaking of getting your stuff going, I'm going to give away from California Auto Repair and Smog. You know, this is a really cool place, you guys. Female-owned. And this is going to be a freebie. It's a $55 value, and this is you can take your car get it inspected, which means come and get this certificate. You're going to get all of your initial test drive results, exterior and lights inspection. Hello. There's nothing worse than being pulled over because you've got some kind of weak wire going on in the back of your car. Underhood inspection and maintenance and undercar inspection and maintenance. So they go through the tests and they let you know if something's loose or low. All right. So we know that we have to keep it high and tight.
High and tight. There you go. Hey, you know, we were going to talk.
Give us a call.
We got a lot of things to talk about. But this one's been hitting the chat room. And also it's something that we were talking about it just as we were leaving. It seems like there was a wild animal farm in Ohio. I think it was Ohio that they found the owner of it dead in his bed, and all of the cages had been opened, and over 51 animals, predator types like lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! But also there were other animals, leopards, had been turned loose in this neighborhood. They were literally running loose in the woods around this town. Unfortunately. And I do say this and so sincerely. Unfortunately, they have no way of taking care of this, and they're hunting them down. And as you know, you hate to hear that. But then JRD says is that they found another wild animal farm owner killed in his bed earlier on. And if you've got more information about that, JRD, give us a call. But this is something is that they're telling they're keeping the kids inside. They've canceled school in the whole area because they don't want kids standing out on the road when you've got a 500-pound Bengal tiger walking around. And you know, and as one of our chatters said, picture your house cat 100 times, you know, bigger. And you think about that. And you think about how big a mountain lion, a leopard, or a tiger, or a lion is. And yes, it's horrible that it happened. But first of all, let's ask about what happened? Why were they there? Were they all? Did they have licenses and all that? I mean, were they supposed to be there? Or was this something somebody just kind of started himself?
Did he hide? Was he hidden back in the hills, or is this something that, I don't know.
Yeah.
It sickens me, and I know people are saying, "Well, they're dangerous." Okay, but is it worth shutting down the town?
If I may step in, a few years ago when I was working as a field reporter, there was a mountain lion that had come down Churn Creek Bottom and was loose in the Starview Estates area. And they simply, there was no trank gun, and these things don't work like they show in Hollywood. It takes a while. Yeah. Meantime, you've got little kids and a very upset and now drugged animal on the loose with big teeth and claws, et cetera. So they shot the animal out of the tree. People were very upset, but there was no, public safety has to come first. And it's a sad thing. Yeah. It shouldn't have happened in the first place.
It shouldn't have happened in the first place, but it did. And so what's your option there? I mean, and here's the other thing. You got people out there hunting big game. I mean, big animals. Now, yes, they've been in cages and all this, so you don't know really where they came from. But instinctively, you know, somebody doesn't know what they're doing. Can make this a lot worse. And but hopefully nobody.
Sad day.
It is a sad day, and hopefully nobody loses their life
it's
over
like
this.
Like those elephants that get loose from the circus.
Oh, yeah.
Why the heck are they in the circus in the first place? It really bothers me. I don't go to the circus because of that. I don't like it. It's just something that's happened to me probably as I've gotten older and thought these animals are they're caged and something. I'm not saying that they aren't treated nicely, But, you know, to think about their life is about running around in circles with, you know, kids. You know, I'm not saying I never did that, but it doesn't feel right to me now. So that's just me. I'm not going to be one of those, you know, protesters that's going to stand outside the circus. But this is, I wonder, we'll get a backstory, I'm sure, about this particular yeah. person, why he collected these animals. Was it a traveling zoo? I don't know.
It's a moot point at this point, except how many others are out there? You think about it. Hey, you know what? There's some things going on we want to talk about real quick before we take a break. Stand Down 2011. That's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside Facero Hall and Trinity Hall. Registration starts at 8 a.m. It's going to be free community services available at this event for women and men, active duty personnel, veterans, and their significant others. It's all for homeless veterans. Going to have a temporary shelter, job services and unemployment, medical services, county veteran service officer is going to be there. Social Security, they're going to have clothing, like I said, medical, dental, general assistance, Veterans Administration, benefit information, drug and alcohol counseling.
And you're going to be out there Friday.
Yes, I'm going to be there Friday on a remote. I'll be there. Also, that Reading Loaves and Fishes is continuing to serve those in need in Reading by furnishing food on a weekly basis. There's an immediate need for funding to enable the ministry to keep the facility open. And they also help veterans and people that need help out there. Please visit the new website at loavesandfishesreading.com. And call 241-1108 for further information. And on Saturday, there's going to be 11:29 a food drive at the grocery outlet on Churn Creek. We'll talk more about that. But we'll put a PSA out here for Reading Loaves and Fishes. They do work also.
Meanwhile, we have a call this morning, and of course, we want to get to it. Take a break first.
Yeah, we need to take a break first. John, please hold on because I know you have some information about the wild animals.
Ooh, okay.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. 7:22 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 35% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here, 7:25 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, you are looking hot today, sweetheart. What's that you got on there?
Polka dots. Can you see it? Mostly sunny today with a high of around 85. We're looking at about 60. Is that 56?
57.
Okay, 57, so we're climbing up there.
Right.
Mostly clear tonight with, we're going to get around 54. Tomorrow we'll be in the 80s. And partly cloudy tomorrow night, mostly sunny, 81. Friday, it looks like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 83 throughout the weekend. Fabulous. Can't get better than that. Let's go to the phones. John, welcome to KCNR. You're live.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Dad Bob, how are you guys this morning?
We are great. Peachy.
Well, in regards to the animal report that I was talking about earlier,
yeah,
on July 12th of this year in Columbia Station, Ohio, exotic animal owner Sam Mazzoli died of asphyxiation because of an obstructed airway, according to Lorain County Coroner Frank Miller. Mazzola, 49, was found dead inside his home on Sunday. He was found in his bedroom handcuffed and chained to the bed and wearing a mask. A foreign object in his mouth obstructed his airway, and he died.
Sounds like maybe a suicide.
They ruled out homicide and natural causes. But the animals that he had were 20 wolves, smaller animals, raccoon, foxes, skunks, and coyotes, several bears. He had a total of about 30 or 40 animals on his property. And he had arranged for, in case of his death, for them to be shipped somewhere and to be taken care of.
Okay.
A little bit different than the story that's going on right now, but way too coincidental.
That is strange, huh?
Some of the interesting things beyond that are the guy that owns the animals that were or is also dead now, that are wandering around Ohio and being gunned down by the authorities, just was released from prison 3 weeks ago.
Well, how did he have? What was he? Well, how did he have the animals there?
Who took care of him when he was in prison?
He evidently had a considerable amount of money, and his wife supervised the thing, and she left him as soon as he was released from prison. Whatever reasons.
No.
I don't have all the backstory on that.
Oh, this is really weird.
To it.
Yeah. So he just turned him loose and killed himself, it looks like, maybe.
Else somebody, after he got out, had some retribution to take care of.
Yeah.
Took care of him and released the animals to create chaos and cover up for what they'd done.
This will be a movie of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of speculation that can be done here, but the bad part of the story is those animals being gunned down like they are. The authorities don't feel they have any other choices. They've got Jim Hanna, the guy from Wildlife Safari, with them, and he's trying to do what he can, but all there is a whole stack of carcasses there right now.
Oh.
It's sad. It's sickening.
It is sickening. I just said, you know what we do is we kidnap them and we murder them.
Yep.
So we do to the animals in the wild. We kidnap them and then we murder them.
Not unlike what we did to the slaves in the 1800s.
Oh,
okay,
you know,
I'm off this. I don't feel good about this.
Neither do I. You know, and you know, and we've talked about it, and it's something like, oh my God, I just, you know, you have to just think about it. I mean, there's places where people can go and see the animals and that, and then to have something like this happen,
or animals,
it's very hard not to believe that there's a connection between these two events.
Well, you know, it could be. Well,
it's just it's too close physically, geographically, and time-wise, what are the odds that two wildlife keepers like this are going to get killed and the animals are going to be a problem within a two-month, three-month period, same place?
It is, you know, you're pushing the coincidence stuff.
Yeah.
A lot. Okay.
Okay, I'm off. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay. Hey, we've got like...
Thanks,
John.
Yeah,
we've got like 30 seconds left. We got Gary Katz here. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
We're going to talk when he comes back about what happened at the city council, but they're starting to red tag buildings again. They're going to start throwing people out because they don't have electric, they haven't made their electric payments.
They've been doing it right along, and their folks are coming forward to... Yes.
Oh, now we're going to talk about it. Okay. You little sneaky guys down there. We didn't even know about it. Now we do. Okay, this is Free Fire Radio, and this is the Fox News.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the morning with the market slipping into negative territory. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 13 points. Germany's finance minister is raising doubts about the reported 2 trillion euro agreement to bail out European countries and banks drowning in debt. He says the fund won't be raised beyond the already approved 440 billion euros. The minister also says negotiations are taking place across Europe, and there should be an agreement within days. Back in the United States, the latest read on the housing market comes in better than expected. The number of homes being built last month increased by 15% over August. September's housing starts also rose by their fastest pace since April 2010. On the flip side, building permits, which are a sign of future activity, were down from August. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Want a brand new kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on with Free Fire Media. 7:35 in the morning, Carl Lindbot, October the 19th, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat pack is going, Max. Hey, Max, Sharon, Angel, and son, good morning.
Welcome. We love our chat pack.
We have somebody here.
Yes, absolutely. We have a very special guest who popped in, and we want to make sure that we remind everybody. Good morning, Jennifer Stahl.
Good morning.
And, of course, you are a board member of NorCal Think Pink, and tomorrow's the big day.
Absolutely.
Just a quick reminder, at Churn Creek and several locations, that's where you can drive through and get your bag. So
Absolutely. Tell
us what else is going on.
Well, we've got a lot of events going on. We start bright and early tomorrow morning, starting to hand out the 40,000 bags here in the North State. We have the Think Pink Bridge lighting tomorrow night at the Sundial Bridge. Starts at 7. The bridge will be lit at 8 o'clock, so please come out and show your support. And just come by and get your bag.
I have a question for you, and I'm sure other people have asked me this, too, in passing. The bridge will be lit in pink for how long?
You know, last year they did it for several hours, and we're hoping it'll be the same tomorrow night. I'm not exactly sure how long it will be lit
for. So it's not like days.
No.
It's just the day of Think Pink. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
We want to make sure that we actually get a glimpse of that. You know, if we can't walk it, at least we can get a glimpse of, wow, the bridge in pink happening tomorrow night. Again, 6 o'clock in the morning is when the cars start to drive through on the Churn Creek, which is
at the post office. The MD imaging.
And yes. The MD imaging.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. So 40,000 bags.
Yes.
And this is, of course, to commemorate your 15th.
Absolutely, 15th year. Yes, we started with 500 bags 15 years ago, and here we are at 40,000 bags, educating the North State about early detection and how important it is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All the, and we one of the radiologists was in here talking about it, talking about the different types of ways of detecting breast cancer, and the fact is, though, you've got to go down and do it.
Absolutely. And self-detection is very key as well, making sure you get your mammograms, early detection by self-examination, and seeing a provider, seeing somebody and following up on those things that might not feel right.
There are so many types of cancer that can be caught quickly and cured with really not real significant impact on your body,
right,
except that it makes you healthy.
Absolutely.
And we just need to get people down there and get them tested for breast cancer, colon cancer, a number of others like that, skin cancers, that if
Absolutely.
They're caught early, they can be fixed.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you reminding us, Jennifer Stahl. Thank you so much for being here. And again, tomorrow is the 15th anniversary of Think Pink, and it's beautiful to see all of you commemorating and thinking about and in the process of sharing your stories and wearing pink tomorrow, of course.
Absolutely. And don't forget that the website is up, and you can download or upload your photos to our NorCalThinkPink.org website. So please share all your photos with everyone. It's wonderful to see.
And it's lovely. If you've never driven through, it's really just a wonderful experience to drive through the Churn Creek and see the different stations and the smiling faces. And
get your carnation.
Yeah,
yes.
it's a beautiful event. So
absolutely.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having
me.
You bet.
Take a break. And when we come back, we have, of course, Gary Cad. And we're going to get down into what's happened in our...
We're going to be talking politics. We're going to be talking to city council. We're going to be talking about them starting to kick people out again for not paying their electricity bills. And also, we're going to be able to save money on building permits, it looks like. All right, that's all after this break. Carl Lindbot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
Get ready for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals is a division of Jerry and Jean's Weddings by Design and has been serving the North State for over 30 years, specializing in rentals for parties, weddings, receptions, and any function you may be hosting. We carry all the essentials, as well as the added touches to give your event the personalized touch. Any type of event, large or small, informal or formal, we're ready to serve you. Call us at 474-9337 or find us on the web at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the dark side. Now we're getting ready to talk about the city council.
Dark side. Oh, yeah.
And speaking of the dark side, here's Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. What an introduction.
Yeah, you know, it's Wednesday. I'm awake. You know, it takes me Monday and Tuesday to get rolling. And then Thursday and Friday, I'm going good. And then, you know, then two more working days and back on Monday.
That's it.
Gary, okay, you are our ears and voice at the city council here. One of the things we wanted to talk about was this, you know, the big thing that I had in the paper was that the they're going to start giving a temporary discount on building permits, mm-hmm. the suspension of building permits. And the reasoning behind this is?
Well, the reasoning behind it is that the building permit would be decreased by $12,000, and it would hopefully prompt folks to build new homes. And some of the contractors in the area have been talking with council. And it's not really a bad idea. I know some folks last night spoke against it, but when you stop and think that there were only 20 new single dwelling permits pulled in the month of August. In 2005, there were 720 permits in the year. This year, I think we're going to be just a little over 100.
Well, there have been at least one month that I know of for sure that there were no building permits pulled.
This is correct.
They had some from rehabbing houses, but no new building. According to statistics that were released today, is that in the new house starts did go up in the in August or September, whatever it was, in September, but. Not very much, and it's been a lot less, of course, than it was before. But not here in the North State. It was in other areas.
In other areas, yes. And we've been down. And the thing with it is, when you look at it at a new home, you've got the concrete folks come in and put the foundation in. Then you've got the subfloor and the framers come in. Then you have the the carpenters, the cabinet makers, the roofers, the plumbers, the electricians. There's quite a scope of people that work on building a new house. Then not to mention the ancillary jobs that are produced from the appliances and furniture that go into a new home. So it does extend out into the community. And if this $12,000 reduction can help, and it's for just 50 permits. And it's just
50 permits. It's not for everybody.
No,
so it's just for 50.
First come, first serve for the first 50 permits. Get the reduction, and it runs through. I think it runs through 2013, if I recall correctly. So it's to prompt folks to buy new. Because we have a glut, and one of the gentlemen that owns one of the developing companies that made the statement last night that the foreclosure problem that we have here in Shasta County is going to last a year and a half to 3 years. These are foreclosures coming on the market, so the builders are wanting to prompt something for them to build. Help them build new homes to get the community back working again. Because when you,
I know it's like throwing a big rock in a pond. You know, the ripples go way out.
That's exactly right.
And I know there's probably other people with ideas. I know that Patrick Jones voted against it because he wants to have it be done permanently.
Well, yeah.
Frankly, I think the fees the city charges are, they might as well just put mask on and stick a gun in your face.
Right.
We know people here that have a small shop. And that as they were getting ready to open up, they got hit with a $20,000 traffic study fee, traffic management fee. I mean, this is a small place that $20,000 they got hit with a fee.
And
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, why don't we do something about that? Why don't we look at all the fees? I mean, we're talking about this, but how can a business open up that spends money to come up online and then get hit with a traffic management fee of $20,000? It's a mom-and-pop operation.
Well, and the mom-and-pop operation might just put them over the top to where the operation, the project they're working on is no longer, it doesn't pencil out any longer.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Or they catch them at the end and go, by the way.
Anyway,
let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, again. Listen, I have a question for you. Your friend who had to pay the $20,000 fees, why don't they go to city council and ask for a discount on those fees also and ask them to be subsidized by the public to be in business?
And that's what you're saying? This is what the...
That's exactly what the contractors have done. They've got a public subsidy, corporate welfare, if you will, to be able to continue their business because it's tough times and the cost of doing business are high. Mr. Dickerson said that there is absolutely no impact to the public or the general fund from these fees not being collected. I have to question, where are the fee monies coming from then? Are they raining down out of the sky and suddenly reimbursing the city for the cost of the impacts that are being taken place, the roads, the streets, the cars, everything else is being done? This is strictly a case of the city underwriting a private business by eliminating these fees. It's not the right thing to do.
For the first 50.
Well, how about the first 50 people that are in your business, your friend's business, the restaurant business that has to pay the $20,000 impact fee? Why don't they just go in and ask for a reduction? The city doesn't need this money. This is craziness.
Well, for the most part, John, the two fees that are being reduced are the traffic impact fees, which are the streets, and the sewer impact fees. And for the most part, the developers that are going to be developing these lots are doing it within subdivisions that they already have put in place, where the sewer is put in place and where most of the streets are put into place. So actually, there wouldn't be a cost to moving forward where they're doing. So it's not really going to cost anything, and it's not really taking money from
Gary, it is going to cost something. Well, that's why the fees were collected in the first place, because
that's just exactly what you just said. That's how come the fees were done in the first place. Most of these subdivisions that are already done, the fees have already been collected.
Well, let's talk about one other thing, too. I mean, and I don't disagree.
Why are they waiving them if they've already been collected, Gary? That doesn't make sense.
John, but here's a question, too, I have, okay, there's fees, but let's look at the fees about how much they are. Why is it more for a restaurant here to do to for the fees for the, a restaurant to open here than it is in Dallas, Texas?
Because the general fund fee structure was established at a high time in the society, at the bubble point.
Yeah,
that's
and
John. You're pegged to that.
You are
and
exactly.
Now it's no longer appropriate.
Right. So they need to be changed.
They do need to be changed, but they
not stopped.
Need to be waived for a privileged group.
The thing that they're looking at is, you're right, it do need to be changed. Councilman Jones has been working for some time trying to get the staff to move forward to look at all of the schedules for all of the fees, top to bottom, everything. And that's what he was speaking of last night, and that's why he voted against this last night.
And that
he is right. I mean, I totally agree with him, that they need to look at the fees, and the fees need to be lowered on all of them, not just the wastewater and not just the traffic impact fees. All of them need to be lowered.
Okay.
All the way across the board.
All right. Now.
Okay, I'm off.
Good, but good point, John. All right, let's go from that one to there are a lot of people brought up the red tagging the houses.
Yes, at the start of the meeting, there's item number three is when citizens can get up and speak about non-agendized items. These are items that are not on the agenda. And the first, there was a couple that got up and spoke on the Occupy Wall Street and how they were going to be doing that here in Reading, and that they would be cleaning up after themselves. And the gentleman that spoke said that as in anything, there could be some bad apples. Mr. Starman told him to talk to the Reading Police Chief, Mr. Pete Hansen, and so we'd be looking for when this happens. Then there was a large number of people came forward speaking of red tags. We're back into the REU and the REU in the city removing people from their homes when they can't afford to pay their electrical bills. And there was quite a number of people that stepped forward. There was they allow 30 minutes at the start of the meeting, then they have another area at the end of the meeting when they can come forward. And there was probably 20 to 25 people that came forward speaking of it. And one that caught me, you have to remember now that I was the vice chairman of the REU review committee.
Yeah, which was
back in 2009.
Another thing foisted off on the public that, with all the great work you people did, was completely ignored.
Yep. Oh, in essence, you're exactly right. But last night, a lady stepped forward and said that she and her husband had to go into bankruptcy. I mean, that's today's economy. It is forcing things like that. And so they were down, and they were going to go through bankruptcy. And then all of a sudden, she got this bill from REU that she needed to put a deposit on her account with REU. Well, she didn't have the money to pay the deposit on the account because they're going through bankruptcy. And this is hard times for them. And REU has got to the point where they go through and they check your credit.
Oh, whoa.
And when they check your credit, if there's a problem with your credit, then they bump forward and say, okay, well, you folks have all of a sudden your credit rating has dropped, so we're going to force you to put a deposit.
No, is this if you're behind on your payments, though, right?
No, this has, you know, she was paid up full.
REU is checking people's credit?
This is true.
And making them pay in advance?
This is true. If they don't have a deposit put into place and their credit slips, which all of our credits are slipping all over the place with this economy going on, then they can force you to put a deposit of several hundred dollars.
You know what? If this is true,
It is.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, if this is true, today at about 9:05, we're going to be calling REU and get some REU in here to say, how can you make people pay in advance for electricity? You know, how can you do that? Because that's what you're essentially saying, because people's credit may have slipped because, my God, look at the economy. Of course, the people working at REU's credit doesn't slip because they're getting paid every 2 weeks by us.
Yeah,
they've got to take a break. This is Free Fire Radio.
North Bay right living. It's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twinview Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallons. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They give discounts to veterans, and they have Espresso Joe's, the best coffee in town. Joe and Shelley are supporters of our community. I can't say any more than that. They support our community in so many different ways and fundraisers. They take care of people out there. Their people are friendly, knowledgeable, and professional. And Joe and Shelley are some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. And speaking of a nice person, hey, Roadrunner, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. You know my involvement with Veterans Affairs and
yes.
Everything, and this time I'm calling to reach out to the community for something far different than Veterans Affairs. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who I have three-way called on the line here. Her name is Toni Goddard. She's a business associate of mine, and through our business association, I have met a fellow by the name of Daniel Smith, and pretty much almost everybody in Reading has seen him riding all around town on his three-wheel bicycle,
yeah. Yeah.
Which he has worn out.
Okay.
The thing has got over 10,000 miles on it. It's going to cost him $2,500 to replace it, and we're trying to raise the money this coming Saturday. So, Toni, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you explain to Carl what the event is and everything else.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bert, and thanks, Carl, for having us on.
Sure.
First of all, I'd like to kind of give you a little background on Daniel. He's a Mount Shasta native. He's been in Reading for about 12 years. We call him the infamous Daniel Smith because most people know him and love him. He's got a great spirit. And he's been living independently for about 18 years, so he really doesn't like to rely on anybody for you know, his dependency. But I am his advocate because I can understand how he talks, and we're just very, very good friends. But basically on Saturday the 22nd from 10 to 3, we're going to be out at Kubler's Furniture which is 1894 Churn Creek Road, Reading 96002. And we're going to be accepting donations for a free car wash to help raise money for Daniel for his bicycle. And he's been, you know, like I said, riding around for years. Right now he's on a scooter, but the scooter can't give him the exercise he requires to keep his stamina up, and it's really kind of taking a toll on him right now. So his bike's been out of commission for about 5 or 6 months, and Bikes Etc. is helping us put together this bike. Randy down at Bikes Etc. is helping us put this bike together. And, you know, his dream is to be able to ride his bike on the beaches. Daniel's a big dreamer. He's very intelligent. He's a businessman, and he's got big dreams just like all of us. And so his dream is to get this bike and to be able to take a ride down to the beaches of Santa Barbara and, you know, Santa Monica, Redondo, all those beautiful beaches down there. He just loves to be out in the sunshine and riding his bike. So
okay.
We really appreciate any help we can
okay,
get.
Okay, what time does that start? There. What time does that start? We've got only got a minute
it
left
starts
here.
Starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay, at Keebler's on Churn Creek?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? We have Julie from Jewels of the Party. She's going to be donating spaghetti. So anybody who donates over $10 worth of donations, you'll get a plate of spaghetti.
Okay. Hey, Roadrunner, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Roadrunner, let's get us a call tomorrow so we can talk a bit more about this because we've run out of time here.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, but okay, that's Saturday at 10 o'clock, and I'll replay. And for people that couldn't hear it on the radio, I'll just repeat everything as soon as we come out. And Bert, give us a call. The three-way calls didn't go out too good on us. We couldn't hear.
Okay, so I'll give you a call about 7 tomorrow?
Yeah, around that. And we'll talk about it. Okay. Hey,
we've
got to take
good.
A break. Okay, thank you very much. We'll talk
Thanks,
about
I
it later.
Appreciate your help.
You bet. Okay, Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The hunt is down to 3 wild animals still on the loose in Zanesville, Ohio.
One is a mountain lion, one is a bear, and one is a monkey.
And we're getting answers now on why all those animals were set free. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, police say the owner of the preserve where wolves, bears, and various large cats were being kept let them out. Sheriff Matt Lutz says it appears Terry Thompson then committed suicide.
These are 300-pound Bengal tigers that we've had to put down. When we got here, obviously, public safety was my number one concern.
So a shoot-to-kill order was given. Many of the almost 50 animals have been put down, and residents are being told to stay inside as the rest are tracked down. Dave?
Jennifer, were they tourists or terrorists? The FBI is investigating 5 men, French, Moroccan, Muslims, arrested after a break-in at a courthouse in San Antonio early this morning with pictures of shopping malls and water systems from around the country.
They got travel documents, parking passes. They've been all over the country. A lot of photographic equipment, a lot of documents. Equipment inside their car.
San Antonio Police Captain Chris Anderson. Americans who get Social Security will get bigger paychecks next year. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
After an unusually large cost of living increase in 2009 and low inflation since, Social Security recipients have gone without another bump up for the past 2 years. But that's all going to change in 2012 with a 3.6% increase. That should bump up the average check by about $39 a month or $467 a year. And perhaps none too soon as new Medicare Part B premiums are being announced next week, and those, unfortunately, are expected to go up. Dave?
Mike, the President's bus tour wraps up today in Virginia with First Lady Michelle Obama announcing new jobs from the American Logistics Association.
They're committing to hiring 25,000 veterans and military spouses in the next 2 years.
Ford workers like their new contract, overwhelmingly approving a new 4-year labor deal. GM and Chrysler also worked out deals with the union. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
They didn't just debate, they argued.
I'm speaking.
And they talked over each other. Mitt Romney getting into it with Rick Perry and other Republican candidates. Herman Cain got attacked, too, in last night's CNN presidential showdown. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Las Vegas.
Dave, the heat certainly overwhelmed the light when Perry and Romney went at it, but the real substance of the night was when Herman Cain's tax reform plan got a thorough review, especially his call for a 9% national sales tax.
Middle-income people see higher taxes under your plan.
Ultimately, that becomes a value-added tax.
The worst part about it is it's regressive.
Cain's response?
None of my distinguished colleagues who have attacked me up here tonight understand the plan.
But a new study from the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says 84% of Americans would see higher taxes under Cain's plan, Dave.
Rich, yet another cancer test is being revised. This time for cervical cancer, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force now says women need a pap smear once every 3 years, not annually. This after recent revisions on mammograms and prostate cancer tests for men. If you're a Johnny Cash fan, his son has written a book for you.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
8 years after his death, Johnny Cash still has millions of fans, partly because of his bad boy Man in Black persona, singing about shooting men just to watch them die and doing drugs. But in a new book, Cash's son, John Carter Cash, says that's only part of the story.
The darkness was the lure in so many ways that brought people to my father and still does. Upon deeper investigation into the man, much more is discovered.
John Carter Cash says through divorce and addictions, Johnny Cash was always deeply rooted in his Christian faith, and the promise of redemption can be heard in much of his music. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, a mild ride today after two big swings down and then up, the Dow rising 22 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, October the 19th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got a chat pack of dozens of people out here that are talking. And good morning there, Indie Guy, Max, Sharon, Jimmy.
Well, you know what happens with Tango, our chat room.
Sharon.
Of course. Tom. Carl. It moves fast. It rolls. So yesterday when we had,
Dolores Lucero and Randall Faulkner.
You'd take your eyes off it before you know it rolled, and we'd go back up, and then it would get on another subject matter. So as well as chatting amongst yourselves and asking questions, we try to catch them when we can, but it's also important to call to 605-4567 is the hotline, and I know that we do try to catch it, but like I said, it rolls. The other thing is that I wanted to tell you that it's currently 55 degrees. We're going to have a beautiful day. The temperature is going to get around 81. And of course, we had Gary Cadden this morning, and we had the gal from Think Pink, and then we had Bert call in. And the day just kind of always, you know, you have the best plan to get all this information out. So, you know, we want to be able to address different things that are happening that are timely. And so, of course, this morning, we're very, very honored and pleased to have our sheriff with us, Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
Hey, Tom, we're doing fine. We've just, you know, there's so many things going on here. Gary Cab was just on. We had to kind of like push him out because we got shortened on that. But one of the last things we want to talk about was coordination on the forest roads. But you have some information on that. The part is that kind of got my ire up was that RU is, you know, making credit checks on people and then asking them to put a deposit in, which, to me, if somebody's making their payments all the time and they want a deposit of $1,000 or whatever it is, that seems to me to be a little, you know, unfair. It's just the way I look at it, and we've got to call an REU, and we'll talk to the acting REU manager. Just ask him, have him explain it, because I'm sure it must make sense in some way, technically, because just, you know, viscerally it doesn't, but that's not your... That's not yours.
Right, right. But it's good that you're going to try and flesh out the facts and see what the rest of the story is.
Well, we're going to try and do that because, you know, if there's a reason for this or if this is just a way of putting a lot of money into the into a holding fund that that they have is just to make sure that they don't lose money.
Right.
Okay. All right. Gosh, we got a lot of things to talk about today. You know, we're going to go to Wells Fargo here in a second. But last week, of course, we had Chief Peter Hansen on talking about, you know, he's going to be leaving, but talking a lot about realignment. We had Jeff Wallace in here yesterday, head of investigations mm-hmm. for the Reading Police Department.
It's just both
the way
great
it kind
guys.
Of worked out. Yeah, just kind of worked out that way, talking about, you know, some realignment questions, but also a number of other things with the gangs and this. And then today, after we take our break, we want to talk with you about, you know, realignments here, the people are here. We want to talk about the getting the jail, third floor of the jail open.
Right.
And how that's going to impact and, you know, what you're seeing right now and then some other things going on with the marijuana crops moving out of the forest.
Yep. Well, there's plenty to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But first, let's go to Chris Lasondak from Wells Fargo with the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 36 points at 11,613. The S&P 500 adding just about 1 point at 1226, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 11 points at 2645. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 233 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 13 cents at 1736, Intel's up a dollar at 2438, Microsoft adding 2 cents at 2729, while Apple is down $15.83 at 40605. Of local interest, PG&E down 4 cents at 42.97, Safeway's up 24 cents at 18.20, and AT&T down a penny at $29.20. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.18%, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's up 93 cents a barrel at $89.27, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $9.65 an ounce at $16.48.99, while silver's down 53 cents an ounce at $31.50. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. We do the Wells Fargo Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and at 9:06, and again later on in the afternoon. It gives us a little start of what's going on. Our guest today
is Tom Basenko. A lot of action going on in the studio, you guys, and you chat packers. I mean, let's get ripping here and seeing what's going on in town. We need to take action. We need to hear about what's going on. Stay tuned here to KCNR 1460.
At the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. October the 19th.
To make you dance.
Yeah, it does.
8:12.
In the morning?
Like you said 19th of... I can't believe it. You know what we're doing tomorrow night?
Yes, we're doing the Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair party.
It's not too late to get tickets.
No,
there,
it certainly is not. Shasta Women's Refuge night. It's called Vanity Fair. It's a fabulous evening, 5:30 to 8:30 at Riverview Country Club. And all of the funds from that evening are going to the emergency fund for the Shasta Women's Refuge. So Carl and I are emceeing. There will be like a vintage fashion show. Really great time.
Vintage Barbies? All those things. Okay, you know what? Before we've even started, we've already got people calling in with questions, and there's others too. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. The
The sheriff's on the chat room too.
He's
going to be in the chat room right now.
Yeah, he just said the
a little multitasking.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, but let's go to the phones first. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning again, Carl. I just have a quick question for Tom, and it's kind of keeping current with what's going on. Tom, I don't know if you've heard about the report back in Ohio where their animals escaped and they're shooting them down.
I did. Lions, tigers, and bears.
Exactly. Well, listen, I know that you must have some handle on the number of exotic animals being housed here in Shasta County. And how would you react to a situation like this if they suddenly became loosened and you had to go after them?
You know, fortunately, we have very limited, and I'm not aware of any, but I'm sure there's some out there other than the exotic birds. But you have to evaluate it on a case-by-case basis, where they escaped from, and the population base, and where are they near homes. This particular one is on a major state highway that's near homes and schools, so I can certainly see the sheriff's concerns with those animals. I think they've already ended up putting down some wolves, bears, and lions, from what I saw in the news this morning.
Right. Well, you know, just for the sake of journalistic fun and endeavor here, could you speculate on the fact that 3 months ago in July, there was another wild animal owner back in Ohio, just miles away from where that happened, that was found dead in his bed, apparently some form of miscreant behavior taking place, and he had like 20 or 30 animals, and a lot of those got released like that also. Think something funny's going on there?
I don't know. Ohio's just a little ways away from me, and I wouldn't like to speculate.
Okay, Tom.
Okay, John. Thanks for calling in, John.
Hey, we have a question here, Tom, from one of them, is that we're talking about the coordination between the county, the city, and the Forest Service. And the question is, will the sheriff tell the Forest Service that he is the boss in Shasta County?
Basically, they're right. They're right. The sheriff has the ultimate authority for law enforcement as the chief law enforcement officer, because it's for the entire county. And then federal officers don't have the ability or the authority to enforce state law in the county or the state. They have to receive authorization or permission from the sheriff, and that permission is revocable as well.
So you could just say, if they say they're going to shut down the roads here in Shasta County, could you say, no, you're not?
A little bit, excuse me, a little bit more to it than that. There's supposed to be a whole effort called coordination.
Right.
That would impact, if they're just saying shut down roads, that would impact public safety, the ability for my staff and I to have access for search and rescue purposes. For law enforcement purposes, like marijuana growers, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yep.
And so there'd be a whole lot of issues there. And I know the sheriff's in Siskiyou County, Sheriff Lopey, great guy. That's becoming a huge issue for him on what the federal authorities are doing up there for as regards to water and the dams and roadways. And then also the sheriff in Del Norte County. And so we've actually formed a lands committee of North State sheriffs and Southern Oregon sheriffs to track on this and be more informed.
Okay, so it appears that the Forest Service under Sharon
Haywood
has said that she wants to shut down all these roads. But, you know, originally the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to not shut down the roads. She has now come back in a coordination meeting, which is part of this thing, with the city, the county, and, of course, you playing a big part in this. Are the roads still being shut down?
They're not shut down now. That was their idea for some proposals to close or decommission roadways. Our Shasta County Board of Supervisors invoked the coordination efforts back in March of 2010.
Yeah, no, it's been a couple of years. Yeah.
And our Public Works Director Pat Minturn did a fantastic job, very meticulous, and he went out and drove every one of those roadways and took pictures and had a different perspective of making and he made a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors.
You mean somebody actually went out and looked at the roads,
took photos,
and said, maybe we should look at these before we just make this blanket judgment like the Forest Service was
doing? Exactly. It was he himself, he went out there, the director for our Public Works Department, went out and drove all of these roads and took pictures and had a different recommendation because, hey, some of these aren't that bad, as you're saying, need to be closed down, and they can be multiple use. And now Forest Services looks like they've come back, and maybe about 75% are saying, yeah, we're going to give another look to those, which is a very good start for negotiations.
Well, you know, okay, so they've, with the pressure that's been put on them, saying, okay, we'll go back and look at them again. But they still haven't said that this is an agreeable thing.
No, no, but that process is spelled out under the National Environmental Protection Act, NEPA, to go through it. And there's environmental impacts, too, for hunting, tourism, off-road use, and how people want to enjoy these great outdoors. Remember that these are public lands.
Yeah.
And they're paid for by you and me and all the other taxpayers. And that's right. What makes the North State great here is those access to all those public lands here.
Yeah. Okay. So what should we be looking for here in the near future?
I think there will be some more meetings between Shasta County and the U.S. Forest Service. That's becoming a hot topic in the North State and throughout the U.S. And then you just saw where the City of Redding City Council invoked the coordination process last night. And any government entity can do that. That could be coming from City of Anderson. I don't know if they're going to do that. It could come from a school district. It can come from the sheriff as well. And some of the other places, the sheriff has invoked a coordination effort. I don't know why the board hasn't, because it's more of a whole county issue and dealing with the roadways and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But they look at it from a public safety standpoint as well.
One of the comments here is something to the effect of, well, are they closing it down so that the illegal pot growers can have a better time of it? And is the money coming back to the Forest Service? They're just being facetious here,
right.
Of course.
But usually, and the criminals, they won't care whether the road's closed or not. They're going to use it and be in back there.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And that's, in fact, right now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the marijuana groves in the forest and what's happened to them and some of the things that have happened lately concerning marijuana groves, and drug gangs. That's right after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning.
Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twinview Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. 55 degrees right now. I think that's what it says over there, Bob. Lower that thing so I can see. Exactly. Yeah. 57. We're going to have a mostly sunny today. Temperatures getting around 81, mostly clear tonight with lows of around 54. Fabulous time to barbecue. We barbecued salmon last night. It was great. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And yesterday we had the most interesting conversation. By the way, if you're just tuning in, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And we had the most interesting conversation with a gentleman yesterday that was in the education system. We were talking about marijuana you know, a lot of people feel like, okay, I have a 215 or I may use it for pain, whatever your, Carl and I just have this thing about not, what people do behind closed doors is their own business, but we're now talking about the big pot farms in the, in the illegal, growth and selling of it. But the conversation we had yesterday was THC and the intensity of the new, plants. And that this is highly addictive and highly toxic, is that...
That's correct. Back in the 70s and 80s, the THC content of marijuana was somewhere around 2 or 3%. Today's marijuana is somewhere between 30, 35%, and that's been tested by governmental agencies, and that's through improvements, if you will, that they've made, the pot growers, to the plant. And in getting it jumped up on the THC content. And so that's a huge concern. There are two drugs out there, Marinol and, I'll probably mispronounce it, Dehydrobinol. And basically it's synthetic THC. And you can get those legally and over through a prescription, a real prescription, by a doctor and a pharmacist. And that, the only thing is, the pro-marijuana people have not liked it because they say they don't get the feeling, i.e. high, from the pill.
You know, one of the things that hit the papers, and we were waiting for you to be on today to talk about, is that they're finding a lot less pot plants in the national forest now. Because it seems like the gangs, these are the drug gangs, that are having to, they're starting to move their growth. They're growing areas down into towns.
I was at a meeting
because of the 215.
You're exactly right. I was at a meeting in Sacramento a few weeks ago with the U.S. attorney for this area, the Eastern District, and that's what we're seeing up and down California, is the cartels and primarily Hispanic growers are coming out of the public lands forests, growing in Central California, and we've seen it up here in some of our grows, and then they're getting the recommendations and trying to grow under the veil of Prop 215 or the Compassionate Use Act.
So then they are moving down into towns, you know, near you. Mm-hmm. And the fact is the feds are finally starting to lean into this.
Yay.
It looks like.
Yes.
Because they're saying is, you know, there's a, you know, under the 215
being abused.
Yeah, the 215 is being abused. You know, and again, if people need medicinal marijuana and that, fine. Nobody say anything. But it's, again, it's the type of thing is people are making millions of dollars. The State Board of Equalization is collecting millions of dollars in taxes from a billion dollar drug sale going
on
here.
Well, sometimes that may be accurate as far as collecting taxes. For the most part, no. There was one in Southern California that's being brought up on drug charges and federal charges right now. And they had a number of collectives, and it's going to federal court. And they estimated that the person was making $800,000 per month on the collectives and not paying taxes. So they're going through after that person through federal tax laws and the franchise tax board for the state.
Well, you know, and that's what the point I was getting to was, if this is how much has been reported, because so much is nonprofit, how much money, I mean, does anybody really have an idea how much money is really out there? And how much money is changing hands? The other thing we heard, too, is that marijuana is still a huge growth industry, is that the things that the marijuana being grown here is being shipped throughout the United States.
That's correct. It's being grown here. California is the marijuana nation, if you will.
Wow.
And it's being shipped to other states where marijuana is legal, illegal, and at a very great profit, sometimes up to $10,000 a pound.
$10,000 a pound.
And it's being shipped out either through vehicle, FedEx, when it absolutely positively needs to get there overnight, UPS, and our own United States Postal Service.
Well, maybe it's the like Postal the Service can make some money then.
It's like we love watching the boardwalk, of course, prohibition and how much people made during that time, you know, with illegal, when drinking and booze was illegal. It's the same kind of thing with the pot. I mean, what do you think, and it's interesting what's going on in the chat room, some of the comments. Stub a toe, get a 215. You know, we have, just kind of a sidebar here, we have friends that are in, that are really into being all natural, natural, and healing. And one of our friends recently had said that this, an older gentleman, just had a horrible hip situation, and it wasn't until he actually had got a medicinal marijuana that it actually made a difference. So there are those stories. We're not advocating it, but the thing is that there are stories such as that. But how does that get blown out? I mean, is there a place for that? And then do you, when we come back, let's find out if our sheriff believes that there should there be like a place where pot is grown legally, like a pot farm. Let's find out about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's hunting season in Zanesville, Ohio, after the owner of a wild animal farm apparently kills himself after setting all the animals free.
We are not talking about your normal, everyday house cat or dog. These are 300-pound Bengal tigers that we've had to put down.
Also bears and other big cats, Sheriff Matt Lutz.
We believe we're down to three animals that are unaccountable. One is a mountain lion, one is a bear, and one is a monkey.
Schools closed for the day with everyone told it'd be a good idea to stay inside. The first Social Security raise in 3 years, 3.6% in January.
An average increase of about $39 a month, or $467 a year. But seniors may never see it all. Medicare premiums are expected to rise next year, Part B premiums being announced next week. Those premiums are deducted directly from Social Security payments.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Radio. Carl in the Body, 35 in the morning, October the 19th. 605-4567 is our phone lines. And, of course, everybody's in there chatting away at the KCNR 1460. I imagine that's cut our phone calls down probably by 50% because the chat room just goes and then we ask questions out of the chat room, which is a way to do it, too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, take a step back in time, my friends. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans. A great conversation when you get there. All these greats, and it's absolutely true. Bad Bob's in there. Bad Bob gets his beard trimmed, gets his hair trimmed. I go in all the time. It's man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. Take a step through there and get a great haircut from DC Tim and the Man in Black.
I have to share with you it was a press release. The headlines were drug prevention, medical, and drug policy leaders strongly oppose medical society's endorsement of marijuana legalization and urge others not to follow suit. San Diego, today, the oldest statewide drug prevention organization in California, California for Drug Free Youth, joined the prominent voices in academia and policy to oppose the endorsement of marijuana legalization on October 16th by the California Medical Association and to urge other medical societies considering a similar endorsement to consider all of the implications of taking such an action. Goes on to say the position taken by CMA files in the face of their own research showing marijuana's addictive potential and research from think tanks like RAND, which conclude that legalization will lower marijuana's price and thus increase use. That's exactly the topic of what we're talking about today, and the fact that the CMA and the AMA are looking at it like, you know, it's all about the money and how much does it really cure. How do you feel about legalizing an area and just basically call it a pot farm, but that, you know, what's the word I want to say? It's controlled, meaning everything that's put in and I'm sorry, I can't come up with the words right now. The stuff that you know that's the toxic
THC.
The THC, but the toxics you put
into the soil
that is run by the state and it's not done with this.
Have the sheriff, have the jail take your prisoners and have them grow marijuana, and we call it Shasta Wowie, and we know we make money here in the county, and we put people to work, and we teach them a trade.
Wow.
And you're saying they probably don't want to do this.
As I said on another show, I don't think so, Tim.
I couldn't think of it.
Marijuana is actually grown by the government, by the federal government, and you can be on a program. And they also test the results. The pro-marijuana people says that the government can't grow it as good as the other individuals throughout the nation, and it is for some study on some medical issues such as glaucoma and reducing the eye pressure in glaucoma patients. But overall, it has been said there is really no medicinal value to it. It's considered a hallucinogen under the Schedule 1 of the health and safety codes for federal standards, and basically Schedule 1 drugs include cocaine and heroin, which says there's no medicinal values to it. And it's also untested. The FDA does not have any endorsement of it. The where would you go out and buy some type of drug that is not quality controlled, that is untested for any type of strength, and there's no studies on it, and just say, take a pill and say, hey, here, try this, and you don't know if it's going to work or not. You don't know the pesticides or herbicides that may have been applied to
the
stuff that you're going to be ingesting. And for the acute short-term health concerns and the chronic long-term health concerns, there's a very, very long list of why not to have it. And one of the experts in the field, or a very knowledgeable person at least, is our own public health officer, Andrew Deckert. And he put together a nice memorandum page of all the bad things about marijuana. And it was very informative. And that was from a medical perspective, not a law enforcement perspective at all, just a medically speaking, bad for public health.
Okay. You know, one of the questions we have here, and then after that maybe we can move on to, you know, a couple other things we have going on around here too. But what do I personally do about going into a home? This is he does services for people. And when I see a girl in somebody's backyard, I see loaded firearms out in plain view and children present. What should he do?
He can report that. He's there for a legal reason to provide a service. That person can also call in to our marijuana eradication team or to the police department if it's within the city of Redding or Anderson, or Shasta Lake is still the sheriff's office, and he can report that. He can remain confidential, so if we have to call him or her back, they can leave a number, or they can remain anonymous and report that. But just about every marijuana grow we go on, there are evidence of firearms. We find firearms. We just arrested a guy yesterday up in MacArthur, several pounds of marijuana that he had some claims for medicinal purposes. He's a felon and in possession of firearms, which is another felony on top of itself and a federal crime.
Okay. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We've been talking mainly about marijuana and the groves and how they're moving out of the forest into our cities because we've allowed that to happen. And when you think about it, you know, how do we let this thing happen? I mean, people with compassion vote for 215. And now we're up to our tuchuses in marijuana, or higher. I mean, some of them they're talking about the size of trees, some of these plants.
A year ago, year and a half ago, we cut down a marijuana plant that was 6 inches in diameter at its base. And we literally, that my staff had to use a chainsaw to cut it down. These things look like groomed trees, sometimes over 12 feet tall. Other times they look like ornamental bushes. I got a ton of pictures on a thumb drive. I've shown them at different groups, Rotary and Tea Party and other ones. But it's amazing. A Central California law enforcement agency went out and did a test. They went out to a number of marijuana doctors. And they had their healthiest officers, SWAT guys in shape. And they go there to get a check for a 215. They said, what are you here for? Or what's wrong with you? Nothing. I just want to be able to smoke marijuana without being hassled by the cops. They said, well, you got to have something wrong with you. No, I'm perfectly healthy. Handed them a piece of paper and said, you got to check a box here to show some ailment. And so the officer checked a box, and this was all under authority of their chief or sheriff. Right. Checked the box. Here's your recommendation. See you later. And as soon as that person walked out the door, then there's marijuana collective people wanting to buy that recommendation from him for $50 to $100, so then they can use that recommendation to go grow marijuana from under the guise of 215.
Yeah, well, we heard that up in Hayfork when we had people in there that said they'd get a 215, walk out, and somebody offer them $2,000 for it, so they could, you know, because it was going to be worth a lot more.
Most of the pro marijuana people do not know the real definition of a primary caregiver under the Compassionate Use Act, which most of the time it's not like, I'm just going to grow for this guy. That's not a primary caregiver. But we have to take a break, I think.
Yep, we have to. We've got Jimmy on the line. We'll get to you, Jimmy, as soon as we get back. This is Carl and Linda.
This is Tom. Vasenko Show, KCNR 1460.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The original Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We have been missing that
the
one.
The home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, we're having a tough time listening to Bob today, 8:45 in the morning, October 19th. And yeah, we're walking on sunshine. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and then you can buy the beans so you can make your own coffee. And they also have cold drinks there. The T&B Cuties are there to help you find that right blend. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Any type of tobacco accoutrement you could possibly want at Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. Veterans get discounts. That's a big thing. Veterans get discounts. We've got some stores that are actually pulling back their discounts for some reason, probably because there's a lot of veterans up here in the North State and they're getting inundated. Okay, our guest today, Sheriff Tom Vasenko. We've had so many. I mean, it's just like it's the chat room. And you know what? You are the very first guest, Sheriff, that's ever jumped into the chat room during the show.
He's taking his
BlackBerry messages. Text. He's getting texts from them.
Yeah.
He's doing the. You know, it's
a little multitasking.
I'm really impressed.
You get out of the sheriff business, you got another career going.
I could.
What were we talking about before the break?
Well,
Brave One. Can you remember? You said, we're going to take a break, and gave me the sign. I'm like, we're going to take a break. It's a Tom Vasenko show.
Well, we were talking about marijuana.
Right.
Okay.
And its potential legalization, or do we have other pot farms, and what's the case of how that works? You know, even it was legalized, and a lot of drugs were legalized in Amsterdam. That government is going back, and they're changing back, and they're going back to criminalization because it just really messed up their society.
They're not allowing tourists into their coffee shops now, and that's where they sell the marijuana. Well,
yeah, coffee shops, yeah. i.e., MJ shops.
I was being hired for a job out of Amsterdam, and while I was waiting there was really a nice looking older lady. And she says, oh, how are you enjoying, you know, the Netherlands? I said, well, it's pretty nice. I mean, you know, it's nice. And she says, have you visited our coffee shops yet? And I said, well, you know, I'm not that big on coffee. She says, oh, no. It's from the marijuana. And I just looked at her. I mean, this was like my mother telling me, hey, right here, there's the drugs. But now I just saw is that in Amsterdam and in the Netherlands, they are keeping tourists from going into. You've got to be, I guess, be a resident to get into their own coffee shops. For the marijuana. Now, Let's talk about, you know, just hit these real quick games, Tom. You know, we talked about it yesterday with Jeff Wallace, and Jeff really did a good job of
Very knowledgeable.
But, you know, there has been a number of people, you know, the Hells Angels is having some kind of leadership change there. Their leader was killed in Sparks, and then at the funeral, another one was shot down, and people are are saying this is from there's a leadership fight going
on.
Well,
there was a fallout from street vibrations. Also, the Bagos were allegedly involved in that, and then there's some retaliation going on. And it was the president out of the San Jose chapter recognized that the Hells Angels is a worldwide organization, and they're still involved in a lot of criminal activity, whether it be guns, drugs, prostitution, or more, as well as the other outlaw motorcycle gangs. We also call them OMGs. Jeff told you yesterday that we have over 330 confirmed gang members in Shasta County. That's a concern. We have chapters for the Bagos. We have chapters for the Hells Angels, and chapters, not multiple Hells Angels, but we have a chapter of the Hells Angels, chapter of the Bagos here, and Mongols. They all want to establish...
The Mongols are here, too?
There's Mongol members here as well, and they all want to establish Shasta County as their turf, because we have the I-5 corridor from border to border going right through our county. We have two major highways.
A drug thoroughfare.
And they have chapters up in Medford and farther up the coast and down the coast as well. And then also two east-west highways, 44 and 299. Get down to Tama County, you have 36 and others. But it is a big concern.
I think we got
Jimmy on line one.
Sorry, Jimmy. Jimmy, you're up. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Hey, it was fascinating, a riveting subject there. I had no problem listening to it.
Okay. Sorry, Jimmy. Welcome back, Jimmy.
You bet. It's great to be back in the North State. I have two quick questions. As far as the marijuana is concerned, I heard that the federal government was going to crack down on landlords that rent their property or properties to the marijuana dispensaries.
That's correct. The U.S. attorneys throughout the state of California, from San Diego to the Eastern District, which includes Shasta County, are sending out letters putting the landlords on notice that this marijuana is still a violation of federal law, and that their properties could be subject to seizure, and they could be subject to criminal investigation as well.
And I understand that. Have you sent a letter to them saying, or something? I'd like to get a letter, like get these letters.
I think that the letters will be forthcoming from the Eastern District to dispensaries, collectives here in the Reading area. My prediction.
And the other question I had, I was kind of hesitant about saying it on the air, but the biker group, the Mongols, these guys are really bad people. And
correct.
I heard that a Supreme Court judge, even though they're already outlaws, they outlawed the Mongol patch, and people have been seeing that around Reading.
Close.
I'll take the rest of the question off the air.
Hey, Jimmy, welcome back. We're so glad you're back up here in the North State, too, my friend.
Thanks
for calling in, Jimmy. And yes, you were partially correct and accurate on that information. With the Mongols, they are an outlaw motorcycle group. As with all of them, they are bad and they can be violent. And there was a federal court order, a restraining order, prohibiting them from displaying their logo, their patches. And that restraining order has since been rescinded. It was in effect maybe for about a year. And so if you saw... law enforcement saw, not you, would be not too healthy. But law enforcement could pull them over and seize the patch, their cutaway, right then and there. That has since been rescinded. And, of course, Mongols put out a little notice to all their members that basically if you're caught flying the colors and you get them taken away, that not so healthy things may happen to their members for having their patch taken away.
Okay, so so they don't have to give up their patches.
Not now. That restraining order has expired or been rescinded.
Yeah, I can understand. Okay, we've got to take a break here, and we come back. We'll finish up here with the sheriff. So we've been talking gangs, marijuana, and there's a couple other questions here we want to get into. That one about sending out notices to people who are renting to the dispensaries, I don't know if people realize how huge that is.
That can be huge.
That means is that do you want to risk your property being confiscated?
Exactly.
And in a lonely world, this is Free Fire Radio.
You want to go to Wind River?
deliver, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to WindRiver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, we won't back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:55 in the morning. Carl and Linda Botter, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. You know, tomorrow we're going to have our county supervisor, Les Schwab.
Bah. Schwab is tight.
I know.
Schwab is tight.
You know what?
They get a free advertisement today.
God. Okay, somebody send them a bill. Les Baugh is going to be on. He's going to be talking tomorrow about. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, let me stick my tongue
I couldn't
in my
think
eye.
About all that stuff that you're supposed to put on the, you know.
Pesticides and stuff.
The brains are
low. Les Baugh will be here tomorrow to talk about his run for Senate. And we want to talk to Les about that. That's a big step to be running for Senate here.
He is. He's currently our board chair.
That's right.
He's in his second term as on the Board of Supervisors, yep. And he announced just about a week ago.
Yeah, and he had talked to us about that before, said he was, you know, was thinking about it and was looking at it. And we've also got, of course, Rick Pacetti will be on also later on here this month talking about his run for the Assembly. You know, Tom, we always like having you on here. It's a, you know, first of all, you've been with us enough that you now are running the show.
He gives us
the signs about breaks. He does this and all. You know, it's some kind of control thing that's going on
He's
here.
He's leading the traffic, and we allow him.
We can have it, could have it on Tuesdays or Thursdays with Tom.
Tuesdays and Thursdays with Tom. Okay.
Well, we may take you up on that.
We have to charge the county for this. Though.
Yeah.
You know, we have a number of people here. You know, they're looking at Churn Creek Bottom, big shopping malls, close at 11. You know, recipe for bad actors to get out there.
Quick question: is the truck stop still a major drug point?
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say a major drug point, but it is certainly a drug point. You have trucks coming and going all the time. People do show up there and do drug deals. Our task force has work stuff there. Sometimes there are ladies, prostitutes working the area as well, and we try and stay up on that. But that's also a whole different culture to try and break into to investigate crimes there.
Right next to us.
Okay, we only got a couple minutes left, and we haven't even really talked about realignment.
Boy, that's a huge issue.
It is. You know, one. I know we've been talking about it a lot here over the last few weeks. Just to get the jail, the third floor open, is going to take months, isn't it, Tom?
It'll take about 6 months to recruit, hire, and background and train those people, because it's been 2 years since it's been closed. And sheriffs all over the state are facing that. Sacramento, Stockton, Stanislaus, all over the place have run into those concerns there.
So one of the ideas was that, hey, we were going to open up the third floor of the jail when we're getting all these people. And by the way, they've already arrived, haven't they, the first group?
They were roughly were about 30 for the first month, October. And newsflash, the first person that was supposed to show up didn't show up, so they're getting warrants for that person's arrest.
I mean, first one to show up to
Shasta, report to Shasta County under the new realignment, which is 109.
Didn't make it, huh?
Didn't make it. Didn't show up, and that happened under parole as well. So it's nothing new for us, because sometimes they get out of prison and hey, show up in Shasta County because you're supposed to report there, and they don't do it.
So our first one hasn't made it yet, and then it's going to take us. We got a minute left. It's going to take us months to open the jail up, so that means all these people are coming in. If we start rotating them into our prison population, our jail
population,
out go others.
And there's a concern there too, because as you put a higher level of offender into the jail with some lower level offenders, although we got some pretty big bad guys in our jail right now, that you basically raise the level of offenders. You kind of educate your lower level offenders with the higher level offenders. That's a huge concern as well.
You know, kind of finishing school. Okay, we got to run
about
here.
30 seconds.
Yeah, let's ball on tomorrow. We've got a number of other things going on.
And you're going to be doing, tomorrow night, we're going to be emceeing the event that is called Vanity Fair Party, so don't forget that.
Stand down on Friday?
And the stand down on Friday.
All right, so just remember.
Thank you so much, Sheriff.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm dragging me down.